Kara Slough is here, our chamber director, and as usual on a Chamber Chat Friday, Kara brings a guest with us. So, Kara, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about our guest here. I'm going to give you the pleasure of doing the introduction of our guest this morning.
Yeah, so today I brought Tammy. They are a newer member to us, and we figured it would be a great thing to bring on because it's a little different than what some people offer in town. Okay. So Tammy is with Mr. Rooter. Tammy, welcome.
Thank you.
Tammy Ellis is co-owner of Mr. Rooter Plumbing in Wausau. And so, Tammy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so Mr. Rooter, we've been in business since 2017. My husband is a master plumber, licensed for over 20 years. And we have been slowly growing our family-owned business over the last 9 years-ish. And excited to be able to expand up into the Northwoods. We found that the phone rings a lot and there seems to be a need. And so we're really excited to serve your community.
What is it about Mr. Rooter that might be a little bit different from the average plumbing person?
So Mr. Rooter really has the licensed personnel to not only come in and fix an immediate problem like a drain, but to truly take the time, and we have the tools, the expertise to do that full diagnostic. So what caused that problem in the first place and what needs to be done to fix it and prevent those issues from reoccurring?
So generally speaking, this is not a new home plumbing type of situation. This is for existing homeowners that have issues.
Homeowners and businesses, it's really all that plumbing service needs. So when things are not working, not flowing in or out of the home the way you intend it, we can fix it.
How big a business is Mr. Rooter?
So we currently have a team of 9, and we're rapidly growing and expanding and hiring and able to serve a large community.
So if somebody wants to explore the plumbing fields, they can call Mr. Rooter, and you can give them the lowdown, and you can say, send us a resume.
Absolutely. Okay. And they can go to our website as well and apply directly.
What is that website? Let's do that right away. What's the website?
Yep. So that's MrRooter.com/Wausau.
And so what is about, you brought some products here with you too, and I'm assuming this is exactly what you're talking about, getting to the diagnosing the root of the issue. And so tell me about some of the products that you have that you use there with folks in their situation, business or at home.
Yeah. So our total drain product is something that our technicians use in the field all of the time. And a number of our customers do purchase this. It does retail at $50 a bottle, but a bottle can last you a year to 2 years, because a small capful once a month will keep your drains clear of that everyday usage with grease, whatnot. Okay. Keep that from building up so that you don't have to spend a big bill trying to get that cleared out.
The people that really need that already know who they are, don't they?
They do.
So how can people get that product?
Definitely anytime that we're coming in doing a service, we always offer that to our customers for ongoing prevention, or simply give us a call at 715-257-0452, and that's something that we can make available to our consumers as well.
And tell us about the other products you brought with you today too.
So Mr. Rooter's Citrus Blast is a degreaser and odor control. So often when our technicians and plumbers are on the job and they're cleaning up after themselves, because we always leave the site as clean, if not cleaner, than when we leave it as when we found it. A little bit goes a long way, high concentrate. I use it as my cleaner at my home all of the time because it just works so well.
Just for general cleaning.
Great. Oh yeah.
Okay.
I can open the cap here and have you describe how that smells for our consumers.
I love this. We're trialing it.
It's not the industrial type of smell you get with a lot of really high potency cleaners. It's that industrial smell that goes right through your sinuses. That's a pleasant smell, actually.
Yeah. Very citrusy, kind of orangey. But I can take a capful of this and a bottle of water and use it as my everyday cleaner and last me a long time.
So clogged drains and sewers bring smells with them, and mm-hmm. that's why you have these products.
Correct.
Got it. There's one more. Tell us about that one, too.
And this one, urine away, is actually a live bacteria. So urine, those urine odors, whether it's human or animal, it's bacteria. So the best way to kill that odor is with a live bacteria that will eat that and make that go away. And so again, we use that on our job sites, and we have a number of consumers that when they smell what their bathroom smells like when we're done working, they want it, and then we make that available for our consumers as well.
Yeah, if you got a cat that likes to mark its territory, that stuff's going to be mandatory in the house.
Yep. But again, you know, our team is always using these products on site, making sure that they're caring for the home or business that they're visiting.
Tammy Ellis is co-owner of Mr. Rooter Plumbing in Wausau, making their way up here to the Tomahawk area. So tell us about all the different services. It sounds to me you're more than just a plumber.
Correct. So anything, certainly all the drain cleaning, replacing or repairing faucets, fixtures, making sure that sewer systems are working well. We service and replace well pumps, ejector pumps, sub pumps, water line breakages, basically anything plumbing related, we do it all.
And let's talk about some of the equipment that you use to get the job done. Now, you have a particular favorite piece of equipment that you use, huh?
Yeah, so our newest, greatest investment is our trenchless sewer replacement repair. So we can repair your sewer line without digging up your yard, your porch, your flower bed, your landscaping. So it's the latest and greatest in technology that allows us to put a whole new lining inside your sewer lateral, and that's done with blue light, and it, as it cures, it just readheres, and you have a brand new sewer line without digging up anything in your yard.
And I hope I'm making a proper assumption that that sounds a lot less expensive than getting a trencher over and digging everything up and getting it all buried again and starting all over from scratch.
Not only is it less expensive, but the other advantage is that it can be done year-round.
Oh.
We're in Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of hard to get in the ground. And so if you have that broken sewer lateral emergency in the winter months and you're trying to get through with minimal usage of your sewer through the winter, that's not ideal for anybody. So the ability to solve those issues for Wisconsinites year-round is phenomenal.
And so that usually happens in the wintertime, too. That's the most likely time for it to happen, isn't it?
Yep. Things crack and break. And, you know, let me ask you a question. We'll have a little fun here. What came first, the crack or the root?
The root made the crack, right?
Wrong.
No, really.
Wrong.
Okay.
Rarely ever. And if you think about, you know, people assume that when they have roots in their sewer lateral, that it's that beautiful oak tree and then they want to chop it down. But the reality is the teeniest, tiniest microscopic hole in your pipe is going to cause water to leak.
Okay.
So that water is what attracts the roots.
Goes right into that hole, doesn't it?
Yep, and it does. And we've seen where those roots have traveled all the way through the sewer lateral, up into pipes in the homes. But it's when you don't realize that you have that tiny little leak, any exposure, that's what's attracting the roots. It's not the roots breaking into the pipe.
And you don't really have the problem until you have the problem, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and that's an unfortunate thing. There's no way to diagnose that ahead of time, is there?
No. And so what we do is when we come on site, we always have our cameras, and what we'll do is we'll go in and do a thorough cleaning and then a camera inspection. So you can see everything that's happening underground with your pipes. You know exactly what you're facing, timelines, whatnot. So every time our technicians visit a home or a business, they always have upfront pricing. So they'll come in and say, okay, here's what I'm seeing. This is my recommendation, all that. We never proceed with any work or incur any costs until our customer approves of a plan and price. Once that's approved, then we proceed with the work. We do offer financing options and things to help our customers. So we really can be the one solution for all plumbing needs.
And again, with anything else in life, early diagnosis can prevent a catastrophe from happening down the line, which will be very expensive.
Very expensive. Prevention is the best medicine. And, you know, so we like to make sure that people know that as soon as things don't sound right,
smell right,
work right, you want to give us a call and we can help you get ahead of that.
Nobody knows your home better than the person living in the home, and so you know when things are regular and you know when they're irregular.
Correct.
When it comes to this kind of stuff, Mr. Reuter is the person to call. You know, my grandpa in the morning, he was a plumber too. This stuff would blow him away. He would just be amazed at how far the plumbing trade has come, and this is all that you're, Mr. Reuter's bringing everything right up to date to 2026, aren't you?
We are.
And so you said that at the start here, you've been starting to get a lot of calls from up in this area for doing this kind of thing, and so you call Cars from the Chamber and said, you know what, I think we need to be in your community. Tell us a little bit about the background in there and what your plans for the future are.
Yeah, 100%. So we've just received increasing amount of calls, and it just understanding that there's a community need. And so we have stepped up, we've ramped up our hiring and our trucks and capabilities to expand our service area and to assure that we can offer that great service here, just like we are able to do in the Wausau and the other surrounding areas. So it's just so exciting to partner with the Chamber and the community here and assure that those plumbing needs are met.
Absolutely.
I just want to mention the trucks, too.
Yeah.
Awesome branding on their part.
Oh, yeah.
You would see it driving through town. You'd be like, that's exactly, you'll recognize the branding and the logo immediately.
Absolutely. Yeah. We want listeners to remember also that one call can solve a lot of problems to Mr. Reuter. So what are the best ways for people to get a hold of Mr. Reuter?
Absolutely. So you can always, we have coming up with the age of 2026. So you can go to our website, MrReuter.com/Wausau, and you can book directly on our website. You can also give us a call at 715-257-0452, and we can get you on the schedule. And even if it's just to come up and do a sewer inspection, you know, maybe you just want that peace of mind as we're going into the winter months where things are at. Another thing, all the lake property owners up here doing that winterization.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody likes the surprises when you come to open your cabin and you find out that a pipe broke or a toilet burst and after it froze. And so we can definitely help with that prevention.
That's another thing that I've seen in my own eyes on my own property, and I don't ever want to see it again. Mr. Reuter can solve a lot of issues before they become an issue, and so you can get a hold of them. And just want to say thank you for being here with us. Karis, thanks for bringing Tammy on board, and we should be watching for those Mr. Reuter trucks rolling through the town any day now, right?
Absolutely.
I saw one the other day, actually. Yeah.
So, again, prevention is worth the pound of cure. That's another old saying that comes back to me all the time. And with that in mind, Mr. Reuter is here to help. Ladies, thanks for being here this morning, but I got to shut down the Sunrise Show.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.